Chapter 7.
"Hello, I'm Larry, your waiter," said Larry, the Baudelaire orphan's waiter. He was a short, skinny man in a goofy clown costume with a name tag pinned to his chest that read, "Larry." "Welcome to the Anxious Clown Restaurant, where everybody has a good time whether they like it or not. I can see we have a whole family lunching together today, so allow me to recommend the extra fun special family appetizer. It's a bunch of things fried up together and served with a sauce."
"What a wonderful idea," Captain Sham said,
smiling in a way that showed all of his yellow teeth.
"An extra fun special family appetizer for an extra fun special family. Mine."
"I'll just have water, thank you," Violet said.
"Same with me," Klaus said. "And a glass of ice cubes for my baby sister, please."
"I'll have a cup of coffee with non-dairy creamer," Mr. Poe said.
"Oh no, Mr. Poe," Captain Sham said. "Let's share a nice big bottle of red wine."
"No, thank you, Captain Sham," Mr. Poe said. "I don't like to drink during banking hours."
"But this is a celebratory lunch," Captain Sham exclaimed. "We should drink a toast to my three new children. It's not every day that a man becomes a father."
"Please, Captain. It is heartening to see that you are glad to raise the Baudelaires, but you must understand that the children are rather upset about their Aunt Josephine."
"There is a lizard called the chameleon that, as you probably know, can change color instantly to blend into its surroundings. Besides being slimy and cold-blooded, Captain Sham resembled the chameleon in that he was chameleonic, a word that means able to blend in with any situation. Since Mr. Poe and the Baudelaires had arrived at the Anxious Clown, Captain Sham had been unable to conceal his excitement at having the children almost in his clutches. But now that Mr. Poe had pointed out that the occasion actually called for sadness, Captain Sham instantly began to speak in a mournful voice.
"I am upset too," he said, brushing a tear away from beneath his eye patch. "Josephine was one of my oldest and dearest friends."
"You met her yesterday," Klaus said, "in the grocery store."
"It does only seem like yesterday," Captain Sham said, "but it was really years ago. She and I met in cooking school. We were oven partners in the advanced baking course."
"You weren't oven partners," Violet said, disgusted at Captain Sham's lies.
"Aunt Josephine was desperately afraid of turning on the oven. She never would have attended cooking school."
"We soon became friends,"
Captain Sham said, going on with his story as if no one had interrupted.
"And one day she said to me, 'If I ever adopt some orphans and then meet an untimely death, promise me you will raise them for me.' I told her I would, but of course I never thought I would have to keep my promise."
"That's a very sad story," Larry said, and everyone turned to see that their waiter was still standing over them. "I didn't realize this was a sad occasion. In that case, allow me to recommend the Cheer Up Cheeseburgers. The pickles, mustard, and ketchup make a little smiley face on top of the burger, which is guaranteed to get you smiling, too."
"That sounds like a good idea," Captain Sham said. "Bring us all Cheer Up Cheeseburgers, Larry."
"They'll be here in a jiffy," the waiter promised, and at last he was gone. "Yes, yes," Mr. Poe said, "but after we've finished our cheeseburgers, Captain Sham, there are some important papers for you to sign. I have them in my briefcase, and after lunch we'll look them over."
"And then the children will be mine?" Captain Sham asked.
"Well, you will be caring for them, yes," Mr. Poe said. "Of course, the Baudelaire fortune will still be under my supervision, until Violet comes of age."
"What fortune?" Captain Sham asked, his eyebrow curling. "I don't know anything about a fortune."
"Duna," Sonny shrieked, which meant something along the lines of course you do.
"The Baudelaire parents," Mr. Poe explained, "left an enormous fortune behind, and the children inherit it when Violet comes of age."
"Well, I have no interest in a fortune," Captain Sham said. "I have my sailboats. I wouldn't touch a penny of it."
"Well, that's good," Mr. Poe said, "because you can't touch a penny of it."
"We'll see," Captain Sham said.
"What?" Mr. Poe asked. "Here are your cheer-up cheeseburgers," Larry sang out, appearing at their table with a tray full of greasy-looking food. "Enjoy your meal."
Like most restaurants filled with neon lights and balloons, the Anxious Clown served terrible food. But the three orphans had not eaten all day, and had not eaten anything warm for a long time.
So even though they were sad and anxious, they found themselves with quite an appetite. After a few minutes without conversation, Mr. Poe began to tell a very dull story about something that had happened at the bank. Mr. Poe was so busy talking, Klaus and Sonny were so busy pretending to be interested, and Captain Sham was so busy wolfing down his meal that nobody noticed what Violet was up to. When Violet had put on her coat to go out into the wind and cold, she had felt a lump of something in her pocket. The lump was the bag of peppermints that Mr. Poe had given the Baudelaires the day they had arrived at Lake Lacrimose, and it had given her an idea. As Mr. Poe droned on and on, she carefully, carefully took the bag of peppermints out of her coat pocket and opened it. To her dismay, they were the kind of peppermints that are each wrapped up in a little bit of cellophane. Placing her hands underneath the table, she unwrapped three peppermints, using the utmost, the word utmost, when it is used here, means most, care not to make any of those crinkling noises that come from unwrapping candy and are so annoying in movie theaters. At last, she had three bare peppermints sitting on the napkin in her lap. Without drawing attention to herself, she put one on Klaus's lap and one on Sunny's. When her younger siblings felt something appear in their laps and looked down and saw the peppermints, they at first thought the eldest Baudelaire orphan had lost her mind, but after a moment they understood. If you are allergic to a thing, it is best not to put that thing in your mouth, particularly if the thing is cats. But Violet, Klaus, and Sunny all knew that this was an emergency. They needed time alone to figure out Captain Sham's plan and how to stop it. And although causing allergic reactions is a rather drastic way of getting time by yourself, it was the only thing they could think of. So while neither of the adults at the table were watching, all three children put the peppermints into their mouths and waited. The Baudelaire allergies are famous for being quick-acting, so the orphans did not have long to wait. In a few minutes, Violet began to break out in red, itchy hives, Klaus's tongue started to swell up, and Sunny, who of course had never eaten a peppermint, broke out in hives and had her tongue swell up. Mr. Poe finally finished telling his story and then noticed the orphan's condition.
"Why, children," he said, "you look terrible. Violet, you have red patches on your skin. Klaus, your tongue is hanging out of your mouth. Sonny, both things are happening to you."
"There must be something in this food that we're allergic to," Violet said.
"My goodness," Mr. Poe said, watching a hive on Violet's arm grow to the size of a hard-boiled egg. "Just take deep breaths," Captain Sham said, scarcely looking up from his cheeseburger.
"I feel terrible," Violet said, and Sunny began to wail. "I think we should go home and lie down, Mr. Poe."
"Just lean back in your seat," Captain Sham said sharply. "There's no reason to leave when we're in the middle of lunch."
"Why, Captain Sham," Mr. Poe said, "the children are quite ill. Violet is right. Come now, I'll pay the bill and we'll take the children home."
"No, no," Violet said quickly. "We'll get a taxi. You two stay here and take care of all the details." Captain Sham gave Violet a sharp look.
"I wouldn't dream of leaving you all alone," he said in a dark voice.
"Well, there is a lot of paperwork to go over," Mr. Poe said. He glanced at his meal, and the Baudelaires could see he was not too eager to leave the restaurant and care for sick children.
"We wouldn't be leaving them alone for long."
"Our allergies are fairly mild," Violet said truthfully, scratching at one of her hives. She stood up and led her swollen-tongued siblings toward the front door. "We'll just lie down for an hour or two while you have a relaxing lunch. When you have signed all the papers, Captain Sham, you can just come and retrieve us." Captain Sham's one visible eye grew as shiny as Violet had ever seen it.
"I'll do that," he replied. "I'll come and retrieve you very, very soon."
"Goodbye, children," Mr. Poe said. "I hope you feel better soon. You know, Captain Sham, there was someone at my bank who has terrible allergies. Why, I remember one time..." "Leaving so soon?" Larry asked the three children as they buttoned up their coats.
Outside, the wind was blowing harder, and it had started to drizzle as Hurricane Herman got closer and closer to Lake Lacrimose. But even so, the three children were eager to leave the anxious clown, and not just because the garish restaurant. The word garish here means filled with balloons, neon lights, and obnoxious waiters. Was filled with balloons, neon lights, and obnoxious waiters. The Baudelaires knew that they had invented just a little bit of time for themselves, and they had to use every second of it.